Douse Driver was hunting both a particular droid maker and a ship containing the means to build remarkable droids. Lima Zandrit is most likely the architect of these things. But what is their purpose? If they are weapons, whom are they meant for?
It's possible, Master, that they aren't weapons at all. Not aimed weapons, anyway. They may simply have been fighting to get home.
To do what?
Shigar had no speculation to offer on that point. He vividly remembered the droid's screeching rage at being obstructed in their quest to escape. Such emotional programming was not normal for combat droids, or any droids at all in his experience.
There's something else, he said. When Striver confronted the Sith apprentice, he said something about her mother. I don't know exactly what he meant, but it got a reaction from her. Whoever her mother is, she's connected somehow.
He let that fact sit where it was. As it stood, the Sith's involvement was unexplained. While tempted to draw conclusions from suggestive facts, he thought it best to wait until they had more information. The wrong conclusion could be deadly if they based their actions upon it. Master Satil, it seemed, agreed.
So, the thing in Asinzia wasn't an ancient artifact that we or the Sith might find useful. It was something strange and new. Where does that leave us?
The Mandalorian has the Navicomp, he said. He'll be decoding the information it contains as we speak.
And then what?
His motives are unknown, Shigar said, casting his mind back to the things Ula and Lorin had said on the way to orbit. I believe that the Mandalorians have been involved in this from the beginning. Striver may have wanted the Navicomp in part to destroy evidence that the Sinzia's diplomatic mission was with Mandalore. But that makes less sense the more I think about it. Mandalorians aren't unified, and they don't parley with anyone. Fight or conquer, that's their philosophy.
They allied themselves with the Empire against us, Master Satil reminded him.
Yes, but that's the Empire, not some isolated colony in the middle of nowhere.
She nodded.
What are your plans now, Shigar? Are you returning Envoy V.E. and your friend to Coruscant?
Shigar knew that look on his master's face. She already knew the answer to her question. She had either worked it out or seen it in a vision. There was also a slight emphasis on the word friend that encouraged him to cast his answer in the frankest terms possible.
Lorin thinks I can use psychometry to find this world.
He held up the sliver of silvery alloy that she'd recovered from the nest. It glittered in a way that wasn't beautiful, but was certainly eye-catching.
I think she places too much faith in my abilities. I would rather bring it to Tython for someone reliable to read it there.
That would waste time, Shigar, and time may be of the essence.
Do you know this, Master, or do you just suggest it?
It doesn't matter. I do know that Lorin's faith in you is not unwarranted. Perhaps you should have faith in her, too. Does she strike you as a fantasist?
Anything but.
Lorin was as solid as a rock.
She sees what she sees, and she says what she says.
Well then, maybe the one who doesn't see is you, Shigar.
Perhaps, Master. But if I fail...
Metaphorically speaking, she said with a smile, if is the smallest word in the Galactic Standard Lexicon, yet it stands between us and our greatest dreams. Let it be a bridge, Shigar. It's time you crossed it. I will be waiting for you on the other side.
He took a deep breath.